Ephesians 3 and 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now that is an amazing promise that you can think about that, meditate on that, and I have quite a lot considered that wonderful promise. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Really, the phrase there means to the extent that we can't really even express it. We can't even explain it, express it. It's just too great, too wonderful what God will do and can do through your little prayer that you think is so weak and so feeble, but that the Lord can use that prayer to do so much more than you could ever imagine. Now let's read in Luke chapter 1. This is an account that we're all familiar with. This is the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Let's read here in verse 5, Luke 1 and 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. Came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. That's the key right there. This appearance of this angel came and said to him, you don't have to be afraid, because your prayer that you have prayed has been heard. Now, I don't know when he prayed the prayer, but the prayer that he must have prayed, now it says that they were both old. Now, they're very old, and they're well beyond the age of normally being able to bear children. So it's pretty much an impossible situation here. But then the angel of the Lord says to him, the Lord heard your prayer. And I'm wondering if Zacharias isn't thinking, well, what prayer? Which prayer? Are you talking about that one I prayed 40 years ago when I was a young man and I said, Lord, I want to have a child? I've not been praying that prayer lately because I'm old and so is my wife. But the Lord has heard your prayer, Zacharias. He has heard your prayer. There's a lot of things that I want to just point your attention here about this story. Both Zechariah and Elizabeth are righteous, it says. They're good people. They're good. They're godly people. They obeyed the commandments of the Lord, the ordinances of the Lord. They obeyed them. They listened to the voice of the Lord and obeyed the voice of the Lord. And you have to remember, this is in a time when there's been 400 years of silence. I mean, John is the son that's getting ready to be born, but it's been 400 years since there's been a prophetic word. But yet Zacharias and Elizabeth are faithfully carrying on their work. I don't know how many of you would be that faithful to the Lord if you hadn't heard from God in 400 years. But there hadn't been a voice of the Lord. But yet he's still obeying the commandments of the Lord. He's still doing what the Lord had called him to do. But they were barren. But like I said, they probably had stopped praying about having a child a long time before. But now the angel of the Lord appears to them, appears unto him, and tells him, the Lord heard your prayer. Do you know that the Lord heard your prayer the very first time you prayed it? It might have been last week or last year or 5 years or 10 years ago or longer. But the Lord heard that prayer. Remember Daniel's prayer that had been prayed, and there had been some weeks that had gone by because there was that demonic force that was hindering the prayer. But finally, the prayer got through. And in time. Now, here's the point that I want to make here tonight, and that is this. That God doesn't just answer our prayer. He goes much beyond answering our prayer. God is a God who is a generous God. He doesn't just answer what we ask of him, but he goes beyond what we ask. That's what the scripture that I read to you there from Ephesians is saying. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. God goes beyond what we ask because that's the nature of God. He is generous. So their prayer more than likely was a prayer which was a normal prayer for a Jewish couple. Lord, give us a child and we'd love for him to be a man child. That's what we really want. And so it might have been 30 or 40 years ago that they were praying that prayer. I don't know when they gave up praying it. I'm just assuming that they did because now they're beyond childbearing years. And he even brings that up. I'm old. Elizabeth is old. It's too late. All right, your prayer has been answered, and Elizabeth is going to bear a son, and you're going to call his name John. Now that got his attention. And you're going to have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Now that's pretty much normal. If a miracle of a child comes to an old couple like that, and it's a man child, I would say that the whole community is going to be really celebrating this wonderful little baby that's been born. But all they'd asked for more than likely was, Lord, give us a child, give us a man child. Give us a boy. That probably was their prayer. But notice here, he said, he's going to be great in the sight of the Lord. He's not going to drink wine or strong drink. He's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Now we're getting into the extraordinary. Now we didn't pray for all this. We didn't pray for him to be set aside by a vow to do something great for God. We didn't pray for him necessarily to be filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. And many, verse 60, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. He was going to be used in such a way that they could have never imagined. And he shall go before him, talking about Jesus the Messiah, in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. John was going to be more than just what they asked for. That's the way that God answers prayer, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask. God doesn't just, we often say, God answers prayer, but God over answers prayer. God moves in greater ways than you could ever imagine. You could ever dream that he would work and move. Now, he was a man of prayer. He was a righteous man. He was a godly man. They were a godly couple, and he's doing his service in the temple, and he's burning incense, which is really prayer up to the Lord. And it says there in verse 10, and the whole multitude of the people were outside. They were praying without at the time of incense. So he was leading them all in prayer. I'm not suggesting that he quit praying, but I'm just kind of suggesting to you tonight that Zacharias and Elizabeth had given up on the whole idea of a baby. they're too old for that to happen. There's a lot of people that have given up on the possibility of what God can do. Some have given up on revival. They've given up on a move of God. They're living in the past. Well, this is what God did at this time in my life, but now he doesn't work and move like that anymore. Oh, no, no, no. God is a God who works and moves exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. That's pretty amazing, because most of us are dreamers and we think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if God did this and God did great. And we can dream some pretty big dreams and think about some great things that God can do. But the promise here is that even above what you could even ask or even dream of or think of, God works far beyond. And Zacharias was having such a hard time with this that he finally says to the angel of the Lord, he said, whereby shall I know this? Or how is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? I'm old. My wife is well stricken in years. That is why I've come to the conclusion that they prayed the prayer when they were young, but now they had given up on that prayer. We're too old for that. How's this ever going to happen? That God could ever move in this situation. And I love the response of the angel who introduces himself and he says, do you know who I am? I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of the Lord. I stand in his presence. And he sent me here to speak to you and to give you this message. I have come right out of heaven, the angel of the Lord, the messenger Gabriel, to tell you. It's almost as if Gabriel is saying, who do you think you are? You don't believe what I'm saying? I stand in the presence of God. And you're not willing to believe? And so he said, your mouth is going to be shut till this all happens. Since you can't speak not even one word of hope or faith or confidence in God, then you just don't need to say anything. And that's what happened. He was dumb. He was silent until the miracle happened. I'm telling you, God always goes beyond what we ask. I don't know about you, but that really encourages me to know that God doesn't just answer prayer, but he does even far greater things. Far greater things. Remember when Solomon, asked Solomon, Solomon, what do you want? Basically saying to him, anything you want, I'm going to give it to you. And Solomon just said, I just need wisdom. I just need understanding. I've got this great people to lead them and to direct them. Just give me understanding and wisdom so that I can judge this great people that you've given to me. This is 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. And then verse 11, it says, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, or hast asked the life of thine enemies, but have asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to your words. Okay, I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to give you wisdom. I've given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like you before thee, neither shall there be anybody like you after you. And he said, and also, I've given unto thee that which thou hast not asked. Amen. This is the generous nature of God. This is who he is. I'm giving you what you didn't even ask me for. I'm giving you riches. I'm giving you honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days of your life. That's the generous nature of our God. That yes, he does answer our prayer, but then he says, you've asked this, and I'm going to give this to you, but I am going to give this to you also. I'm going to bless you in ways that you didn't ask for. I'm going to give you what you did not ask for. Amen. Don't you love the generous nature of our God and how abundantly he provides for his people? You know, one of the greatest memories I have as a kid was going to my grandmother's house on Sunday after church, because my grandmother, my dad's dad, my grandmother Jarvis, she would cook everything she had in the kitchen. Everything. She cooked it all. This was the highlight of her week when her kids and her grandkids come to her house to eat, and so she cooked it all. I've told you about my grandfather's garden, and he had all these wonderful vegetables that he would bring in, and she would have fried chicken, and she'd have beef, and she'd have pork chops, and she'd have all this stuff. I mean, the table was overflowing with food. And what we didn't eat, they'd put it away, and they would eat it the rest of the week. Leftovers. But it was a table, so I look forward to that so much. It was so abundant and so generous. Amen. That's where you and I sit when we come to the Lord. We come to this big, abundant table, this wonderful provision of the Lord where he says, I will give to you exceeding and abundantly and above all you could ever ask or think. According to the power that's at work in you, I'm going to give to you all these wonderful things. God doesn't just answer prayer. Do you ever say that? I do. God answers prayer, and he does, but he goes way beyond just answering prayer. You'll find this principle all throughout Scripture, that the Lord supplies again and again and again and again. He is a generous God and provides abundantly for his people. Glory to God. I believe that we can come to a God like that and bring our needs to the Lord. And I've heard people have said to me, well, I don't believe God's going to answer this prayer. No, he's not going to save my loved one. He's not going to work in this situation. You sound a whole lot like Zacharias. And that's just not the truth. Because if you'll come and you'll ask him, not only will he provide what you're asking, now he'll do it in his own good timing, not only will he provide what you're asking, but beyond, because that's an expression of the generous nature of our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's who he is. And so this man and his wife were barren, and just the fact that they were having a baby was a miracle. But to have a baby boy was even a greater miracle. But then the promise came to them, and not only is he going to be a baby boy born in your old age, but this is going to be a guy that's going to be set apart. He's going to have a call on his life. He's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. And many people in Israel are going to turn to God because of him. And he's going to be a leader, a forerunner of the Messiah. He's going to prepare the way for the Messiah. He's going to be an amazing person. As a matter of fact, Jesus said about John, there's never been a man like him. He's greater than any. He is greater than any of the other prophets. Amen. God answers prayer, and he over-answers prayer. And he moves in wonderful ways. So why don't we come to him? Why don't we ask him? Let's ask him. Amen. To save our loved ones. To send revival. Let's ask him for healing and for miracles. Let's ask him for the supernatural hand of God to work in our behalf. Everyone in this building tonight, you have things that are weighing heavily on your mind. You have needs. You have burdens. You have things that you could bring to the Lord, and you should. You should. Come and ask him. And then watch him move for you. Watch the Lord work and move in your behalf. Praise God. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. I'd like to finish this service tonight with us around the altars. And I feel like that what we've experienced pretty much through the month of June is God doing some wonderful things. We've had several that have been filled with the Spirit. We had folks that have been coming to the altar. We have many visitors that have been in our services. And I believe it's just God. God's speaking to the hearts of people. He's drawing people. And we've asked him to do that. We've asked him to send revival. Amen. To pour out his Spirit. So why not bring your needs to God tonight, right here at the front of this